old. We don't get out to research even the Bible itself.
I know. It's sad, isn't it?
When we hear people say something, we automatically accept it being true.
We can't do that.
Man, we've been lied to a lot.
I know. You're right.
So.
Well, man, I got to go. I'm late for my top of the hour.
Okay, thank you. Y'all be blessed.
You too, man. Take care. All right, guys, we got to hit a break. Caller, hold on for me. We'll be
broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center. This is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
News, I'm Richard Jordan. Tonight, President Trump telling a crowd of supporters in North Carolina that next week he will nominate a woman to fill Ruth Bader Ginsburg's seat on the Supreme Court.
A very talented, very brilliant woman. Yet, but we have numerous women on the list.
The president's shortlist includes judges Barbara Lagoa and Amy Coney Barrett, but Joe Biden says the next justice should be named after the election.
In 2016, Biden disagreed with what happened when Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell chose not to hold a hearing on Obama's nominee pick, Merrick Garland, at the time. But now, Biden seems to think that that was the right call then and should be what happens now, with just 45 days left until Election Day.
Fox's Hillary Vaughn. Ginsburg died Friday after a long battle with cancer. America's listening to Fox News.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School in Montgomery. If you've ever considered starting your own business, or maybe, like me, had this fascination for the real estate business, then come join us. Our course covers the real estate law, agency, contracts, property management and leases. We also discuss financing a home, property taxation, and how homes are sold in this market. Even with this pandemic, we've been showing, selling, listing, managing homes at a fast pace. Our supply is low, and there are plenty of buyers. Maybe now is the time you decide about a lifelong career of helping other people getting into a home for their family. Call us for details at the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. Online courses are also available, 551-0225, or my email, bogoodson@charter.net.
Thursday night classes have resumed. Call today.
Who can you trust anymore when you have healthcare questions with all of this misinformation floating around on social media?
I trust our local doctor and also my Adams Drugs pharmacist.
I just want to know if I'm taking the right medications and if there's something else I can do to help boost my immune system.
You know, the pharmacist at Adams Drugs talked with me about my medications just the other day and offered some great advice on that very thing, boosting my immune system.
Well, what did they tell you?
They recommended vitamin C, vitamin D, and also zinc supplements. Makes me feel good when I can just walk into my Adams drugstore and talk with my pharmacist about any healthcare concerns I may have. I trust them.
Well, I need to go to Adams Drugs and let them look over my medications and get some advice on how to build up my immune system, too.
Good. You'll learn to trust them like I do.
Adams Drugs, your locally owned Health Mart pharmacy, is offering even better over-the-counter pricing and high-quality products as well. Give us a call and see how we can be your healthcare partner. Visit us at AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest you.
For years, Southern Bell's Cleaning Service has been earning the trust of families in the River Region. Callan and her crew believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. Southern Bell's uses hospital-grade cleaning products to kill germs and bacteria. Southern Bell's Cleaning Service brings all their professional hospital-grade supplies, arrives on time, and specializes in everything from residential to construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bell's today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning, River Region.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
At $7.99 value meal, you throw out the window could cost you $500 in littering fines. A second fine will cost you $1,000. Throw away your trash, not your cash. Sponsored by the Alabama Department of Transportation, Alabama Law Enforcement Agency, Alabama Broadcasters Association, and this station.
Why is the new Sleep Number 360 smart bed your answer to better health and wellness? It's proven quality sleep. Any more questions?
Yes, I'm always freezing, and he overheats.
It's temperature balancing, so you can sleep better together.
But can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable.
So I'll have more energy for yoga.
Yes, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep.
Namaste.
Namaste to you, too. And now, save up to $1,000 on the new Sleep Number 360 smart bed and adjustable base, only for a limited time. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We're enjoying some comfortable temperatures on this last official weekend of summer. Rain chances are small, 20% at most this evening and tonight, but pleasantly cool. Overnight low temperature down to about 61. Sunday's high in the mid to upper 70s. I think we're dry, partial sunshine. I think we'll be in the 50s on Sunday and Monday nights. Fall officially begins on Tuesday. And we're closely monitoring more mischief in the Gulf of Mexico. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with historic low rates. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
The views and opinions expressed on Clearing the Air are solely those of Terry Adams and other contributors. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, its staff, or any advertisers.
Hey, welcome back to the program. And Crawdad has been patiently holding. Hey, Crawdad.
Hey, Roy.
Thank you for holding.
Yes, sir, anytime. I was listening to y'all when you were talking about the dumping in the water around Anniston, Oxford. Tell me again. Now, this was Monsanto.
Yeah, PCBs.
And they were working with the federal government.
Mm-hmm. That was the disposal site was in Anniston.
Uh-huh. And that, of course, is nowhere near Redstone Arsenal.
Imagine that.
Yeah, that was a great concern. And Romney's tie into that again was what?
It's deep. Bain Capital and who Bain Capital, who they worked with, who they invested in. It goes back to, of course, Monsanto and Bayer, which goes back, both of those go back to IG Farben, the Nazis, Zyklon B in the concentration camps.
I'd be interested to know who had the big contract in Germany to produce Pervitin.
Well, I'd like to know that as well.
Yeah, and you know, our guys on this side, when they saw how effective it was when you could load up a soldier and make him run for 3 days without even blinking.
Mm-hmm.
They came up with the idea to dose our pilots over here with something similar. What was that, Benadryne?
Yeah, that's right.
Was it Benadryne?
I think you're right.
Yeah, it kind of just wind you up and you can go like the dadgum Energizer Bunny and not think twice about it.
Yep. Like concentrated ephedril or whatever they call that stuff. Yeah.
Ephedrine,
yeah, that's it.
And then, I haven't read a whole lot about this, but I did hear at some point in reading where our beloved government, who looks after us so well, were testing different things by aerosoling over towns.
Yes.
To test how effective disseminating viruses and such like might be.
Yes, that's true.
I hadn't read deeply on that, but the first time I read it, it'd been a long time ago, and I was like, how can this be possible that we would do this to our own people, much less the enemy?
I know.
You know.
It ain't right.
And then Agent Orange, and you know, when they found out, well, look, you know, people died. Too bad. You know, you got to break a few eggs to make an omelet and all that.
Yeah.
It disturbs me greatly that that we do have people that can get in charge and have absolutely no conscience whatsoever.
Me too.
About what happens to us.
Yes.
But what do you think about Trump's chances now that, what's her name?
Ginsburg.
Joe Biden's the real candidate, not Joe, the one, the woman.
Kamala?
Yeah. She wants to be president probably every bit as much as Hillary did.
I think she wants it more. She's already calling it the Harris administration.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
But I just want to remind folks, us little folks down here, the best thing we can do, it would get your mind, find a peaceful place.
Amen.
And pray for our leaders.
Yep.
That they make good decisions.
Yes, sir. You're correct.
Y'all take care.
Thank you. It's good to hear your voice, Ms. Crawdaddy.
Yes, sir. Take Bye-bye.
Care. Absolutely right, folks. You know, when I was a kid, my parents and grandparents used to drag me to church, made me put on nice clothes that I didn't want to wear, uncomfortable clothes, uncomfortable shoes, and go and sit and listen to grown-ups talk about stuff I didn't have any clue what they were talking about. And, of course, I'd stand up and watch everybody sing and do all this stuff, and I just didn't get it. Let me explain something to you. That's religion. There's a huge difference between religion and spirituality. Spirituality is the relationship that you form with the Creator. That's when you, by yourself, get alone in a nice, quiet place, get on your knees, and talk to who I call God. And just tell Him, look, I don't understand you. I don't know what's going on. I want a relationship with you. I know that I've done things I shouldn't have done, and I want to set things right. I want to be a better person than I am. That's all you have to do is talk to Him. He will answer you. It may be in actions, and sometimes it's actually in words. I've had people tell me they've heard God speak. I haven't yet, but usually He answers me. It's in situational. You got to have situational awareness to understand how He answers, but He will answer you. And I highly encourage everyone to do that. Believe me, it hasn't the notion that God is putting me in a place that I can't get myself out of, so I will have to rely on Him. That hasn't escaped me. I think about that a lot, particularly with this Morgellons, because everything I throw at it, nothing seems to work anymore. Maybe that's God going, look, Terry, you're just going to have to give it up, man. You can't do this. You're just going to have to let me handle it. And as a control freak, that's the hardest thing in the world for me to do. I struggle with that. But I have to think, maybe that's what He's doing. I don't know. But I know that you have to have a relationship with Him, and spirituality is what it's all about. Now, there is such thing as a true church. What that is where everyone who has done what I'm telling you to do, gotten on their knees, talked to God, got a relationship going, when they want to get together and help each other, talk about everything that's going on in their lives, and keep each other accountable, that's the real church. It's the people. It's not a building. It's so important that you listen and understand what I'm asking you to do. Even if you don't believe in God, God believes in you. I know that's a cliche, but my God, it's so true. God loves each and every one of us. That's why it's such an abomination to Him to have the murder of unborn children. The Bible says that He knew us before we were even formed in the womb. Our names are already either written or not written in the book of life, because He knows what we're going to be, what we're going to do. It's so important that you get a relationship going with God. With that, we're going to go ahead and hit this three-minute break and get it out of the way. 272-9228 is the number here in the Bluedale building. 272-9228.
Do you have a Class A CDL license and at least 6 months driving experience with a good record? Jimmy and Darius Transport specializes in hotshot. Their trailers are 3 to 5 car haulers, and they have immediate openings for qualified drivers. Earn $1,500 per week, 50% of your health insurance paid, paid vacations that grow to 3 weeks after 3 years, quota bonuses, and much more. Jimmy and Darius Transport is also looking for dispatchers. Call Jimmy and Darius Transport at 241-6414. That's 241-6414. Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be 4 times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Work is a part of all of us. It's a winning spirit, a trade, or a passion to help others. Working drives us to push beyond what we thought was possible and allows us to be there for the things that really matter.
we know that the world around us has changed. And that's why the Alabama Department of Labor is here to get you back to working hard.
We're committed to helping job creators fill their ranks with talented candidates, and we're passionate about helping those candidates find the right fit. Our programs offer on-the-job training where young workers can earn while they learn and prepare themselves for full-time employment.
Work is a part of all of us. Let us help you get back to it by visiting your local career center or alabamaworks.alabama.gov. Funding provided by the USDOL, ETA, and Federal WIOA, and Equal Opportunity Employer Program. Auxiliary aids and services available upon request. Brought to you by this station and the Alabama Broadcasters Association.
Hey, this is Steve Kirkpatrick for Big Block Designs. We are a state-licensed drafting company located here in Wetumpka. We draw residential and commercial blueprints for new builds, additions, remodels, or renovations. And that includes those as-builts or building mapping for those projects with no blueprints. So if COVID got you staying at home, and you got that fever to remodel the kitchen, the bathroom, or the garage, or even start from scratch, then give us a call and let us draw what you dream. You can look us up on Facebook, Instagram, Alignable, or LinkedIn, or even our own website at bigblockdesigns.com. Have a better day.
Hey, welcome back to Clearing the Air, and we have a call. Hey, caller, you're on the air.
Yes, sir. I've never called this show before, but I listen to it pretty regularly.
Thank you.
But anyway, what I'm wondering is, did you happen to read that there's this bacterial infection in China that's causing infertility in these men?
I haven't read that. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, I just ran across it when on CNN.com when I was looking at Facebook.
Right.
And I don't know, man. It sounds like Agenda 21 is kicked off. They got this crazy bacterial infection that's going to make people infertile. I mean,
yeah, it does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Well, I'll let you go, and that's just all I wanted to mention.
I'll look that up. Thank you for the heads up.
All right.
Take care, man.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye. Yeah, guys, if you're out there and you've been listening and you've always been afraid to call, you don't have to be. It's just us, you know. It's just us. Don't worry about it. Call if you want to call, man. Nobody's going to mess with you. Nobody's going to make sport of you. I'm about as easy going as it gets. I'm not going to hang up on you. I'm not going to point out anything you do wrong. Believe me, I'm the last person that you would want to do that. Give us a call.
You got to understand, it took me 3 years to call you because I've been listening to you since you started. And
well, thank you, Postman. And, I appreciate that.
I mean, on that third year, I picked up the phone and called you.
Thank you.
It was that night you and I were talking about CRISPR technology, remember?
Yeah, yeah, I do remember that, CRISPR technology. There is a barbecue place somewhere in Alabama called Pruitt's Barbecue, and there's a quote that they put on a sign out front. It's making the rounds on the areas of the internet that I personally hang out in. But here's what the sign says on the side of this Alabama barbecue place. You cannot legislate the poor into freedom by legislating the wealthy out of freedom. What one person receives without working for, another person must work for without receiving. The government cannot give to anybody anything that the government does not first take from someone else. When half the people get the idea that they do not have to work because the other half is going to take care of them, and while the other half gets the idea that it does no good to work because someone else is going to get what they work for, that, my friend, is the end of a nation. You cannot multiply wealth by dividing it. Well said. And barbecue people are pretty smart fellers, aren't they?
Yeah, and that's that's literally right.
Yeah.
For sure. I mean, that's mathematically impossible, isn't it?
It is. You can't do that. It doesn't work that way. Mm-hmm. Well, I can tell you this. If Adams Motorsports did their books the way the government does their books, we'd have been closed long ago. I don't understand how. I guess that's why we're $22 trillion in debt, you know? That's why. I'm going to go back to this article because this is just Kerry Cassidy. It's fascinating to me. Robert David Steele says, I have to tell you, I think Snowden was a CIA op against the NSA, because you got to remember, the military and all the intelligence agencies, they play this one-upmanship. See, the Navy, before we had an Army, we had a Navy.
Hey, how's it going?
And the Navy thinks they should be running everything. Well, the Army says, no, we should be running everything. The Air Force says, wait a minute, we control everything. So there's this big one-upmanship going on. Same thing happens with NSA, CIA. So he's thinking Snowden was a CIA op against the NSA, and it had the desired effect. and some very interesting things are coming out, and I'm predicting that President Donald Trump will pardon Snowden. I also want to mention for the record that the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, that would be our space agency, NASA, is an intelligence agency. It is a secret military intelligence agency, and it is not a nice, clean thing. Wow. Hey, caller, you're on the air.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Good. How you doing?
I'm doing okay. This is Dave. I had called one time before. I got a question. It's been bothering me for a minute. I just thought maybe y'all could answer for me.
We'll try.
You know, all the presidents before Donald Trump had an opportunity to do what he did with Israel.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering, do these presidents have a spiritual advisor in their cabinet or something?
Yes, they all have had spiritual advisors. Unfortunately, but most of them have not been good spiritual advisors.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Did those spiritual advisors warn them not to do that agreement with Israel due to the prophecy?
I think so. I mean, there's no way to prove one way or the other, but that would be my interpretation of it.
And then with Trump, I'm wondering, well, he's a headstrong guy anyhow. I'm just wondering, did somebody advise him that what he's going to do is a prophecy, biblical prophecy that's going to happen?
Yes. Every week, once a week, Trump meets with a group of evangelical preachers. They all get together in a room of the White House, and they lay hands on him. So I think that's why suddenly he seems to be doing the Lord's work and bringing about these prophecies that have been prophesied for 2,000 years. That's what it seems like to me.
Yeah, I've been thinking about that because, you know, once they make that agreement and they build that temple, you know, the Antichrist is going to come in there.
Yep.
And so is he aware that the Antichrist is going to be involved in this too?
How could he not be?
Yeah,
he has to be.
He does.
And, he has to be. And it's going to be 3.5 years before the Antichrist is revealed, the way I understand it.
Yeah.
So this is going to be interesting. Next 7 years is going to be very interesting.
Yeah, so he ain't only draining the swamp, he's draining the,
demonic
thing too, huh?
You better believe it.
Well, all right, that's why I've always been wondering.
Yes, sir. I appreciate the call.
All right, guys, keep up the good work.
Thank you. Take care.
And he's literally doing it too, you know, because think about it. This is going to lead to the destruction of Leviathan.
Uh-huh.
For sure. And Leviathan lives in the ocean.
Mm-hmm. Listen to this. Yet again, here we go again. Back to Robert David Steele. I agree. I would also like people to look at Kathy O'Brien's book, Transformation of America, because when the Nazis did not lose World War II, they did a treaty with the United States. We gave them CIA and NASA, and NASA has been the lead on mind control, not only at the individual level, but at the mass level. So John F. Kennedy Jr. and I did an analysis, and I concluded that he was going to be assassinated by the Mossad in order to allow Hillary Clinton to win an election. She would most certainly have lost when John F. Kennedy Jr. put his hat in the ring. My analysis concluded that he did, in fact, fake his death and that the aircraft went down with the passenger seat missing, the door out. It was clearly some kind of parachute endgame, and I'm waiting to see if he shows up on the 17th of October in Dallas. What's your take on whether John F. Kennedy Jr. is alive and if he's the best bud with Donald Trump? And Carrie Cassidy says, absolutely true. And I can tell you intuitively, and my intuition has served me over the years incredibly. So more and more, I had a whole night full of dreams that were like reality. In other words, they were. There's very few dreams in my life where I didn't know when I woke up which reality I was in. That they were that real. And this was one of them. So I spent the whole night interacting with JFK Jr. and Trump all night long, going in and out of my dreams, waking up, going back to sleep, having more interactions, etc. So I have to tell you that that was major. I did not know that wasn't reality, and so when I finally woke up in the morning, I was sort of amazed because I'm not a person that dreams of presidents. Wow. And RDS says, that's an unusual juxtaposition, John F. Kennedy Jr. and Donald Trump, even though they were friends. So I take that with great seriousness. Now, do you have anything that you want to talk about that people are not aware of that's forthcoming? Any sense of future events or video teleconferences, things that you're sponsoring that people need to know about? And she says, I think that there's some foreshadowing going on with regard to an incoming asteroid. that is said to be coming here around the dates of the election. There's also a positioning of troops that Dave Hodges has been doing a really great job on reporting on, coming into the area of Kingman, Arizona. And also, there was a whole 21 planes that flew into an area of Richfield, I think of Utah, and so on. So there's some movement in the Southwest, I guess you might say, in certain areas that are indicating some kind of operation that's going on. Now, Dave Hodges thinks it's a COG, continuity of government, but I'm not so sure that that's what's going on, as much as it may be a preparation for something larger, something more than what we've been dealing with Antifa and the burning fires in California. And I do want to say that according to Q recently, he singled out 8 individuals who have been arrested for setting some of the California wildfires. Now, that's important because there's a human contingent involved. But there's also an alien human contingent, a war going on with regards to the fires, and then there's also the Illuminati. That is a land grab going on in California. They're really trying to get complete control of Northern California, and I believe that's because of the wine country primarily. That is very valuable wine real estate, and wine is integral for many reasons that people don't realize. Red wine especially, because it's a very powerful ingredient that could also help make you younger. Not when you drink it too much, obviously, just so you know, this is something known to magicians in the Illuminati. And of course, it's no accident that Jesus and the Catholic Church, you know, you're supposed to drink his blood and eat his whatever. So these are things that people don't realize are going on, and the scalar weapons that are activated and show the fires are being started. There's a war going on above and underground, so this is an ongoing situation. And fire is also being used by the military as a distraction, a reason to evacuate humans out of an area so they can do their operations or deal with battles, actual battles. There's also a very interesting dynamic going on with the telescopes being shut down around the planet right now. And this is something that Shepard Umbrellas from IntelliHub has targeted. I think he's even making a documentary about it right now. There's something up with that. Now, it may be more to do with the actual war, which is between ETs and humans and so on, that's in the skies above our heads at the moment. But again, the fires are instrumental in literally making it impossible, not only to see what's going on, but trying to force the humans out. So that's going on, mainly this time in Northern California so far. There's a few small fires in Southern California, where I am right now, but not too much. So this is very interesting, and fire is a tool of those who follow Satan. So I'm sure you can appreciate that. So he says, I agree, I want to add an endorsement on the real estate play. One of the most important book reviews I ever wrote was on Wayne Jett's Fruits of Graft, which documented how the banks started the Great Depression, absolutely true, to destroy the middle class that was demanding a political power to buy real estate at the Depression-era prices. Interesting stuff.
Yeah.
About the war. So it could be that some stray shots from some weapons that we are incapable of grasping could be starting these fires. Yeah, who knows?
Easily.
Yeah. You know,
we've talked about that before.
We have talked about that before.
Clear and air. Hey. Hang on. I'm going to put you on hold, okay? All right.
Who is it?
TSA.
Hey, caller, you're on the air.
Oh, hey. This is Pam, first-time caller.
Thank you for calling, Pam.
Yes, you're welcome. My husband Gary and I enjoy your program.
Thank you.
And listening to you talk about your Morgellon, I have done a little bit of research on it, but not near as much as I'm sure you have. But I just wanted to ask you, have you ever tried the product called Black Salve?
No, Black Salve. Okay. I don't think I've heard of that. What is it?
Okay, well, it's basically a high-powered draw-out salve.
Mm-hmm.
That, it kind of attacks only if you have an issue.
Wow.
I've used it a time or two. I guess they may be skin cancers. I don't know. I'm not a person that goes to the doctors.
Sure, me either.
But it will draw out and only affect something if it's there to be affected.
Wow. Where do you get this stuff?
Right, online. Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, talking about all these good products that are getting banned, my first jar of it was like $60, mm-hmm. and I had it probably 15 years ago, the first time I bought it.
Wow.
And it was made in Australia.
Mm-hmm.
And I got off the internet. Well, that company has been closed down because that product worked.
Yeah,
good.
Exactly.
But now there's another company called Best Products. I think it's Best Products on Earth. You can go online and they'll kind of redirect you to the company to buy it. You know, everybody can't.
Sure.
You know, I guess they have to distance themselves from it so that they can not get in trouble or get it shut down.
I understand.
But it's something that, you know, you might try. If you're seeing things, you know, under your skin, you know, and if they're not supposed to be there, I can guarantee you that black fat will probably react and open up, you know, the skin to where it will, where you can get it out.
I'm going to order some.
So,
awesome.
Thought I would just mention that and see if you've tried it.
I will. I will try it. I haven't, but I'm going to now.
All right, good deal. Well, good luck with that.
Thanks, Pam.
Thank you.
Take
Bye-bye.
Care. Wow, I love those kind of calls. All right, last big break that you're going to hear from us tonight. 272-9228 is the number here in the Bluedale building. We'll be back in five agonizingly long minutes.
The amount of your tax dollars that return to Alabama each year depends on you completing the 2020 census. Alabama is in trouble if you aren't counted. It's easy to do and takes just a few minutes to complete. Go to 2020census.gov and do it now. If you don't have access to the internet, call 844-330-2020. Again, 844-330-2020 to answer the questions. Can we count on you right now? Sponsored by the Alabama Broadcasters Association and this station.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus better business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Hey, this is Steve Kirkpatrick for Big Block Designs. We are a state-licensed drafting company located here in Wetumpka. We draw residential and commercial blueprints for new builds, additions, remodels, or renovations. And that includes those as-builts or building mapping for those projects with no blueprints. So if COVID got you staying at home and you got that fever to remodel the kitchen, the bathroom, or the garage, or even start from scratch, then give us a call and let us draw what you dream. You can look us up on Facebook, Instagram, Alignable, or LinkedIn, or even our own website at bigblockdesigns.com. Have a better day.
I'm Todd with River Region Contracting, a premier roofing contractor. Most people don't think that they have a roofing problem until they see water spots and stains on their ceiling. By then, it may be a little too late because the wooden decking that supports their shingle or metal roof may be holding moisture, causing it to rot. Most insurance companies will not pay for the decking, causing you to pay more money out of your own pocket. Why not call us today and set up an appointment for a free roofing inspection? It could save you some money. Call us at 334-356-8635 or go to riverregioncontracting.com. Or like us on Facebook.
You can beat your toughest opponent, but one thing you should never try to beat is a train. Don't risk your life. Drive safe, Alabama. Sponsored by ALDOT, the Alabama Broadcasters Association, and this station.
It's a season of change with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Discover the Dixie difference and get $50 off your electric, plumbing, or HVAC repair. Visit calldixie.com.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the River Region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We're enjoying some comfortable temperatures on this last official weekend of summer. Rain chances are small, 20% at most this evening and tonight, but pleasantly cool. Overnight low temperature down to about 61. Sunday's high in the mid to upper 70s. I think we're dry, partial sunshine. I think we'll be in the 50s on Sunday and Monday nights. Fall officially begins on Tuesday. And we're closely monitoring more mischief in the Gulf of Mexico. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding is what you're looking for.
Hey, welcome back to the program and friend of the show, Mr. Cooter. Hey, Mr. Cooter.
Hey, man, I'm calling all the way from Montgomery, Alabama tonight.
Wow, we're getting people all the way up in Montgomery?
Yeah, man.
Wow, we're really getting signal out, aren't we?
Hey, you remember a couple of weeks ago I was talking about the rod from God they're going to drop in the Pacific Ocean off California?
Yes. Yes.
We were talking about that. The date I heard on that was on or about September 30th.
Wow.
So we're getting close.
We are getting close. We are getting close.
You know, we talked about the Puerto Rico gigantic telescope is out.
Mm-hmm.
Thousands of telescopes are unmanned because of the COVID.
Which is ridiculous.
And now, with all of these fires out there, they're even blanketing the sky where you couldn't see if you did have a telescope what's up there.
Exactly. All by design.
I don't know if the fire plays into that or not.
I think it does.
It does. Help screen, and plus they say that they don't have enough people to man a telescope. That's on purpose.
Absolutely. They have an excuse now not to see it when it comes in.
Right.
And they're gonna blame it on a meteor that's coming in.
Uh-huh.
They've already, you know, set it up, and in the recent past they've had two or three that they said, wow, we didn't know it was coming to the
close calls. That's right.
Yeah.
And that's what they're going to do with this one.
Well, they could totally fake it.
And we can't see it because of the smoke.
Yep. They could totally fake it, and we wouldn't know.
Yep. You know, we're talking about the guy with the missing 411.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard that guy a few times on the radio.
David Pilates, yes.
Yeah, he comes on the coast to coast quite a bit.
Yeah, he does.
And he's had some... What really bothers me the most about that is the kids.
Oh, me too, man.
I mean, the kids as young as 2 years old, you know, playing around in the...
Yep.
And the adult will turn their back, you know, turn around to pick something up, turn back around, and the kid's gone.
Exactly. Nothing.
And then sometime they'll find them a few days later, like two mountains over, you know, where there's no way the kid could have got there by themselves.
Exactly.
And,
They don't remember.
And the place has been searched several times.
Exactly, and the kids never remember what happened.
Yep.
It's crazy, man.
Well, usually most of them did, I think.
Yeah, unfortunately, you're right.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
What other I was going to say, I don't remember what it was. Must have been important.
Welcome to my world.
I love you guys. Enjoy the show, and we're out here, man.
Thank you, Mr. Cooter. Right. Love you, too. See you. Hey, caller, you on the air?
Hi, Terry. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm fine. I was just going to bring up something. You had said something earlier about children, and I forget which group of aliens were feeding on them from the root chakra up.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's what I work with. I'm a Reiki person and do healing touch as well and all that good stuff. The one thing that we don't realize is we're connected. We're connected from our root chakra to the earth, and we're connected from our crown chakra to the heavens.
Wow.
So it flows through on both directions. It's like a rod, and this energy is supposed to go through it at all times.
Which is why it's so important for people to ground themselves from time to time. Walk around in the grass barefoot. Yeah. Yep.
Correct.
Go ahead.
But what happens, stress, illnesses, etc., clog up the chakras.
That makes sense.
And when that happens, it becomes disease.
Mm-hmm. I never picked up on that. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Disease.
So disease. So one of the things that we have brought up, you know, as far as working with energy and all that, is our energy in our body mimics the energy of the Earth. At that time, I think they were talking about 7.6 hertz. The energy of the Earth is shifting. Well, the Earth's axis is shifting, so the energy is changing. We have to change accordingly.
The Schumann resonance, right?
Right. Okay. So this is just something that we have to do. Wow. Now, when children are little, their chakras generally are open, and there's not a lot of debris getting in there, clogging it up, things of that nature. That's why I think they choose children, because normally they don't have the issues of, you know, malfunctioning chakras already.
That makes sense.
As you grow older.
Makes sense, yeah.
Yes, you get that issue happening more so.
Wow.
And the Carillion photography actually shows you the chakras, and the ones that are open and closed often show up in those pictures.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very fascinating stuff. One of the things I wanted to ask you, not to get off subject or anything, but I've just had this happen to me. It just won't leave my mind. I have been wondering what would happen when it comes down to it. You know how President Trump was blaming China for the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
They did it. They released it. All that. Mm-hmm. It's a war on, well, the virus is, we're fighting a war, I think he said, or fighting a battle,
sure.
If you remember.
I do.
Okay. So I'm thinking, okay, how's he going to get out of this when he realizes that we created it here in North Carolina through Dr. Fauci and his group, and in 2013, when we had the moratorium against it, it somehow ended up over in Wuhan.
Mm-hmm.
And we had been funding this up until March of this year, when the Trump administration put a stop to it.
Exactly.
So I'm just trying to figure out, well, how is he going to get out of this situation? Because he's been blaming China.
Mm-hmm.
Now it might be the United States being complicit with China.
Mm-hmm.
How do we get out of this fix, right? That's
a good question.
Well, I heard the other day that we have put most of the money in, as far as the whole world, on making a vaccine. So we got a lot of money out there.
Right.
Now, if you remember, Dr. Fauci's group had a patent on the coronavirus, which is not legal if it is actually natural.
That's right. It's a bioweapon. Yeah.
Yes. But if it is created in a lab, then it is legal to have this patent.
Yep.
So everything that's created for the coronavirus is under his umbrella.
Right.
So the United States is supposedly going to get the first dibs on whichever vaccine they decide is the one they want. And then we're going to be magnanimous enough to help all these poor countries that can't afford the vaccine to get the vaccine.
Scary.
Well, it's kind of scary but brilliant, and I don't agree with it, so don't get me wrong when I tell you that. I just know that it is one of those chess moves. Trump is trying to find a way out, and I see it as a possible disaster, but it could possibly work. I'm just wondering, because if you get down to it, okay, you got a situation where now the United States is coming to the rescue. We put most of the money down. We are being magnanimous to help those that can't help themselves, all that good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And supposedly, I haven't heard anything about China lately. China might let it all go. If we let it all go, all will be well. But what if these countries like Greece and Italy and Spain, and what if they decide, you know what, we know it's both the United States and China. And, you know, we ought to sue them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's possible.
Hmm.
But this is all new.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens when these other countries realize who's to blame and they want them to pay up?
It's going to get interesting.
It's going to be very weird, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's going to be very interesting.
Yeah. Well, I don't know why I think this way, but sometimes things just hit me, and it was something I thought I'd discuss with you. It's your opinion on
it. I'm glad you did. I don't know. I think Well, first off, let me say I think Trump's playing chess while they're playing checkers. So I think he probably knows all this. He's way ahead of it. So I don't know. But then on the other hand, Trump, you know, brings Fauci, who's a traitor, in my opinion, to the country. He brings him out there to explain to us all that this is this great pandemic and millions of people are going to die, which none of that happened. So I don't know. I'm confused.
I think he got conned by Fauci.
I do, too.
I really do think he got conned by Fauci. He got taken in, and then once he was into the rabbit hole, he couldn't get his way out for a while.
And let's hope he doesn't do that again.
Well, I mean, you know, there's a lot of deviousness, and you can't expect this one man to know everything that, I mean, he's not God. He might be trying to do God's work in his own way, but he can't know everything.
You're right.
And that's why I think it took them to March to realize the funding was going to Wuhan and make a stop on it. Yep. That's why I really feel like he did not know at the beginning.
Right.
And then, of course, you know, I read something recently where Nancy, knowing full well this was about to happen because it was, you know, being talked about, as far as I know, all the way up until December for sure. Mm-hmm. And she was doing that just make-believe impeachment thing.
Right.
And he could not do anything. Congress could not do anything until the impeachment stopped.
Yep. All done on purpose.
So, it was almost the perfect setup.
It was. They set him up, but I don't think they'll be able to do it again.
I don't know. I mean, this is so insane, and people are not paying enough attention. They're too confused. There's so much information that goes everywhere.
Yep.
I don't know if they're really able to figure all this out. Now, one last thing, and I'll let you go because I know you got other people probably trying to get in. But my nephew brought up an interesting little thing that I had heard a doctor out of Italy say. Mm-hmm. He was saying several months ago that the virus is losing strength.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I thought that was an odd thing to say, the way you said it, losing strength. Mm-hmm. What does that mean? Well, my nephew, who worked in the hospital for several years, was explaining to me that if it is a man-made virus, not a natural, that it can't hold its shape, you might say. It can't hold all those bits and pieces together the way it was created.
That makes sense.
And eventually it starts to dissipate, and it will become weak. And I thought, so maybe that's what this Italian doctor was saying.
Yeah, sounds right.
Now, I don't know if that is or not, but I thought it was quite interesting to hear it from a couple of different perspectives in it.
Absolutely.
If it is indeed man-made, maybe he's got a point.
Maybe.
But anyway, I appreciate you letting me talk about
problem.
It. You know, I don't know who else to talk to. And
call me
tell
anytime.
My little...
Call
exactly.
me anytime. That's what I do.
I appreciate it so much. Yeah. You have a good night.
You too. Take care. See you. All right, we got to hit a break, folks. Hold on for me. We'll be back. It's a short one. 3 minutes and we'll get them knocked out.
The amount of your tax dollars that return to Alabama each year depends on you completing the 2020 census. Alabama is in trouble if you aren't counted. It's easy to do and takes just a few minutes to complete. Go to 2020census.gov and do it now. If you don't have access to the internet, call 844-330-2020. Again, 844-330-2020 to answer the questions. Can we count on you right now? Sponsored by the Alabama Broadcasters Association and this station.
If you want to save $1,000 on a new 15 SEER heating and AC unit,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
You'll always get honest advice and services to choose from to best fit your budget. If you want free service calls by getting on Chad's maintenance plan,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Chad's AC Direct can finance repairs and system replacements at 0% interest with approved credit. Chad's AC Direct will save you money. Call 264-6464. And like the girls say,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Alabama license number 92244.
For years, Southern Bell's Cleaning Service has been earning the trust of families in the River Region. Callan and her crew believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. Southern Bell's uses hospital-grade cleaning products to kill germs and bacteria. Southern Bell's Cleaning Service brings all their professional hospital-grade supplies, arrives on time, and specializes in everything from residential to construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bell's today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning, River Region.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
I'm David Scranton. Do you know how to convert your retirement savings into steady income? Start by calling the Retirement Income Store today.
Call 866-976-9518. That's 866-976-9518.
The Retirement Income Store, where retirees go for income.
Online at theretirementincomestore.com.
Investment advisory services offered through Sound Income Strategies, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm.
Hey, welcome back to the program. Full bank of calls. Hey, caller, you're on the air.
Hey, great program as usual.
Thank you, Chris.
I was wanting to give my 2 cents on Morgellons.
Yeah.
This may or may not help, probably won't help you, but I had an idea from an old sci-fi book that I remember reading a long time ago, a Larry Niven book called A World Out of Time. If you ever get a chance, read that.
Okay. World Out of Time.
Basically, I know y'all talked about teleportation.
Yes.
At some point.
Yes.
Basically, one part in this book is that if you had a supercomputer, or probably more supercomputer than what we have now, that could scan you, that it could teleport you to another location and leave behind whatever you didn't want, like Morgellons or...
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
got it.
So it's got a biofilter in it.
Yeah.
That would be a quantum computer.
And you know, it's funny, all the Star Trek movies and stuff, they've never put that out that I remember.
Yeah, true.
And they're, you know.
Wow.
There's another little thing, tidbit I saw this week. Something about NASA was buying up lunar ore from some corporation. They didn't exactly say how that corporation was getting lunar ore.
Wow.
Have you heard anything on that?
No, I haven't, but I want to. Wow. I hadn't heard that
there's
yet.
There's so many weird things going on there.
I know it, man. It's hard to keep up with it.
And I think y'all dead on the observatories and the...
Yep.
And all the fires being set. Some of these fires have been set by satellite lasers.
Yep, the EWs. Yes, sir.
Yep.
You're correct.
I just want to say keep up the good work and get a chance to read that book.
I will. I got to write it down.
Larry Niven has some other very interesting stuff.
Okay. Cool.
Out there. I know it's sci-fi, but, you know, I wonder if he knows a little bit more than, you know.
They usually do. I'll give it a shot, man.
All right. Thank you.
You bet. Thank you. Take care.
Have a good
one. You too, man. Hey, caller, you're on the air.
Is this my turn?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, listen, this is the first time I've actually called this show, actually the first time I've listened to it. And I would really like to thank you all for trying to get some truth out there and for encouraging people to think for themselves.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I appreciate you saying that.
Now, I'm a 69-year-old black man who was born and raised here in Montgomery.
Yes, sir.
I spent a long time away, but now I'm back.
Good.
And I have, like, two observations I would like to make.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. First one is that everyone has a right to their own opinion.
Yes, sir.
But no one has a right to their own facts. Anyone who can't distinguish between these two has the right to remain silent.
I love it. That's great. Well said.
The other is, of course, being black and being born and raised here in Montgomery, I have to speak on racism.
Sure. Go right ahead.
Racism is a sociopathic disease. It's a mental illness, if you will. Mm-hmm. There's something fundamentally wrong in the mental processes of a racist. Racists, consciously or unconsciously, allow their irrational fear of the other to grow into hate. They will seek and accept any pseudo-rational reasons to justify this hate. For racists, the only solution to this cycle of fear and hate is the destruction of the other. It is at this point that sociopathy becomes psychopathology.
Wow.
And that is not an opinion. That is a medical fact.
I believe that.
Okay.
I believe that.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for the call.
All right.
Mm-hmm. See you.
Bye-bye.
Wow. Hey, caller. You made it. You're on the air.
Good morning.
Good morning. Afternoon, whatever it is.
Yeah. Hey, listen, I enjoyed your show tonight.
Thank you.
I know you're almost through, but wanting Mars beautiful last week. Remember?
Yeah.
Yes.
Mars was closer than any other time in its orbit or whatever.
Right.
Did you get to see it?
I did.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was gorgeous, man. I just wish I had a telescope to view things like that.
Yeah, but, me too.
Question, is there anything heading toward us right now?
Yes. My opinion is yes. And my opinion is based on circumstantial evidence, the fact that they've shut down all the observatories. That way they can claim, well, we didn't know it was coming, and the fires are obstructing view. Then you've got the storms, which is overcast, we can't see. And then you got the aerosols, the chemtrails, that prevent us from seeing. So there's a lot of circumstantial evidence that says something's inbound, but I can't back that up.
That's sad.
I know. I really wish we had the observatories up. Not that they would tell us the truth, but I'd at least like to have them.
I don't know why they'd close them for in the first place.
Oh, the COVID, man. COVID.
There's not that many people in them.
I know.
And there's so many other, I mean, you know, aren't bars open?
Absolutely.
Stores?
Of course. And abortion clinics, too. Yeah.
That doesn't make
sense. No, it doesn't. It doesn't make a lick of sense.
Thing. So far, it's about to break.
Yep.
But, okay. Y'all have a good night.
Thanks, man. You too.
And I'll listen to you next weekend, too.
I appreciate that.
Are you on Friday night?
Nope, just Saturday night. It's my one night. One night.
All right.
Hey, thanks for the call.
All right, man. Have a good week.
You too. Bye-bye. Take care. Wow, that was a good last little flurry, I guess is the word.
Yeah.
I guess to the end of the night, I can't talk. Really can't. Mm-hmm. A good flurry of phone calls. It's been a good show. Thanks, Postman.
Yeah, appreciate it.
Yeah, I get to go home and not sleep. A little short, mean woman's not here, and I just can't sleep without her. I've been sleeping beside her now for 29 years. I can't sleep without her there, so I'll be awake all night, and that's not going to be fun. Well, maybe I can get some stuff done in the tiny home. I don't know. We'll see. But it was a good show. Thanks, everybody, for listening. And remember, do your own investigating. Do your own research. I'm not trying to convince anybody of anything. Neither is Postman. We're putting it out there. You got to do your research and decide what you believe and what you don't believe. That's just how it is, man. The powers that shouldn't be are not going to tell you the truth. They're just not. They have a reason for that. There's an agenda. This whole COVID thing is a bunch of crap. It's designed for the great reset, for the total control, for the great tribulation. Remember that. Love each and every one of you. I'll see you next week, good Lord willing. And I'm going to turn it over to Postman for the last 30 seconds.
Well, folks, as before,